Out to us. First, let me say hi to. Let me make sure these phones work, which I don't know if they do. Is this Linda on the phone?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Hi. Linda Miller, you are a team mom for a little Pop Warner team we're going to be talking about in a second. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me grab. You guys would laugh if you saw what's going on the phone lines right now. Let me grab Junior Miller. This is your husband. Hey, Junior, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey guys, we're great. So a couple days ago, I got this email on Facebook, and it was really interesting. Someone sent me an email about the fact that the Vista Pop Warner Junior Pee Wee Panthers are competing in the Pop Warner Regional Finals at La Mirada High School for the opportunity to play in the Pop Warner Super Bowl in Florida.
Oh, that's great.
This is Delana. Remember when, like, our kids from Chula Vista last year did the baseball thing, and they were all over the news, and we're all talking about them, and it's like the whole city was on fire for these kids because we have the same thing but for football. So they hit us up, and I thought that we'd get you guys on the phone really fast. So thanks for coming on. First, Linda, I want to start with you. As the team mom, how excited are you guys about this whole thing?
Excited. We do have this Saturday, so depending on what happens there, we'll tell us if we go to Florida. But the boys are excited, the team is excited, parents are excited.
What's the age group for you guys' team?
10 and 11 year olds.
Perfect. Are we going to be able to watch it anywhere? Can we see it anywhere?
Well, probably not this weekend unless we go to the game.
No, right, not this weekend, but if we do go to Florida, it will be televised.
On ESPN.
Yes, that would be great.
So, Linda, when do the kids understand? This is what I really was curious about when the kids at Chula Vista were doing it for baseball. Do the kids understand how big this this could be? You know, with every win, do they get that, or are they just kids playing football and whatever happens next is cool?
You know, I don't know if they understand the big scheme of it, but they're just excited to be part of it. You know, they're excited that they're the Palomar champions right now because they are the D1 Palomar champions, and they're excited. They're excited to know that they could potentially be the WestCon champion. So they're just excited. I think they're just going out there every week and playing the best that they can, you know, and they're just not taking it week by week is what I think what they're really doing.
This is a real girl question. What are your team colors?
Red and black.
Hey, that's like high school, right? You know, are they red and black?
Correct.
Getting them ready.
Yes. Yes.
Really cool. Well, on the phone also is the assistant coach, and this is your husband, right, Linda?
Yes.
Hey, Junior, how are you, buddy? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, bud, so how does this work? When you're a coach, the season is supposed to end, like, first weekend of November, and you're supposed to go on with the rest of your year. You're still playing football.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I bet that we always plan to be, if you're playing football around Thanksgiving time, you know you're doing well, so we always plan for that.
Well, just to let you know, back when I played high school football for Orange Glen, I played against you guys, and that's when Pisa Tina Samoa was on your team, and I am lucky enough to have gotten a concussion from him. Thank you.
I was actually on that team, too, because I graduated from
this
in 2000. So.
Oh, then, okay, you and I might have done a little head smacking. Well, listen, I'm really excited for the team, so what are we looking for? If we do win the game this weekend, I know that there's something that you guys are going to need pretty naked. Super Bowl Florida. How does that work when it comes to actually getting you guys out there?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Junior. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if we win on Saturday, then we would, you know, obviously our goal is to get every player and every staff member their plane trip and their hotel paid, or the hotel fee paid.
Travel costs are pretty crazy, almost like $50,000 to make that happen, right?
Yeah, we would try to raise around $50,000. So,
wow.
You know, we knew we had a good team at the beginning of the year, so we started fundraising really, really early.
Mm-hmm.
We got a head start on it, but obviously we would need a lot of help.
Well, can we help? Can we post the information and everything? Maybe somebody's listening right now that would want to help if you guys actually get to go to Florida. So
yeah,
we'll do that.
My wife would probably handle all that stuff.
Yeah, Linda, you got to get some sort of cool, like, donation page, something set up, and we will blow it up all over the place so people can really help out if you guys win this weekend.
Yeah, they can actually visit the website, vistapopwarner.com, and there's a link that says donate to us, and you can click JPW Panthers, that's our team, and you can make straight donations on there.
Well, I love it, you guys. I just want to say good luck. I'm so glad we could catch you guys before all of the fanfare, because if you guys win this weekend, we know everybody in San Diego is going to want to talk to your team and be a part of it. So we love the fact that we're jumping on early. Good luck. I hope you guys kick butt. Who are you playing this weekend? Do you know?
We're playing Arizona State champs, the Gilbert Brothers.
Oh man, they got some boys out there in Arizona.
Oh, you guys are gonna do great.
Well, Junior, great talking to you, Linda. Thanks for jumping on with us, and you guys, good luck to Vista Pop Warner's Junior Pee Wee Panthers this weekend, competing to make it out to the National Super Bowl representing SD. We love it, guys. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks
a lot for having us.
Find the ultimate customer experience.